Welcome to the Insurance Business Babes podcast, where we show you how we've grown our insurance and related businesses through talking about what works for us, what didn't work, and we'll help you grow your own business through our struggles and our successes. This show is owned by CMED LLC and hosted by Kathy Klein and Joanna Wyckoff. And now, let's get busy. Today, we are going to talk about something that I posted in the Facebook group, and it is about co-working. Have you heard of this?
You know, when I think of co-working, I've heard of those places where you take your laptop and go sit with a bunch of other people who work from home, try to be productive in a mixed area. That's what I think of when you say co-working.
Right. Like some people do it at Starbucks. Some people do it at the library.
Yep.
And there is something, though, when I say co-working, I'm talking more of, do you know what an accountability partner is?
Yeah, you and I have been accountability partners before.
Yeah. And you can be an accountability partner for anything. It could be for working out. It could be for losing weight. Yeah. It could be for business. And for the listener, if you don't know what it is, it's when you have somebody that you tell them what you are going to do. And then at a certain time, you have to tell them whether you did it or not, right? So that's an accountability partner. Joanne and I were more masterminding. We weren't really acting as accountability.
Did you do what I told you to do last week?
Like, that is true.
No, Kathy, please don't hate me.
That is true.
The listeners can't see me shake and hide behind my hands.
She's hiding behind her gorgeous fingernails. But yeah, that's what an accountability partner is. And you would be surprised at how much just telling somebody that you're going to do something and then having to tell them whether you did it or not, you will bust your butt trying to get that thing done. These co-working programs I found about a week or so ago are these co-working programs where you go into a room, you can schedule it in advance, or you can go in when you want to do it and see if anybody's available. Usually you're going to want to schedule it in advance though, and I will tell you why. For example, let's say Joanna wants to create a workshop. Let's say she's going to be doing a presentation in Savannah. We're looking at each other because this is actually true. She does have one coming up in Savannah. And she knows that she needs to get this presentation handled. And in the past, I'm making this up. I have no idea what Joanna would do. But let's say in the past, she would wait till the last minute. And now she's freaking out trying to get this thing done.
Kathy, stop telling everybody what happened last week. No, but that's exactly what many people go through. You're right.
Instead of that, now for me, I put out a lot of articles. That's how I get people to come to my website. I'm putting out articles about different things about Medicare, and that's something that I have to do every week. And it takes a lot of time. Even with AI, people are like, oh, I could do an article with AI in 3 minutes. No, you can't, because it's all wrong information. And so you have to correct all that information because there's a lot of bad information on the internet about Medicare. And where does AI come from? It comes from just scanning the internet and then you have an article that's wrong. So let's say it's Joanna. She needs to get this presentation down. So what Joanna would do is she schedules time in her calendar and she goes on one of these co-working places. And let's say she needs to do it on Friday, she's picked a date. Kathy, I got to get this done. I'm going to put my phone away and I'm going to get this done. But what happens? Joanna's phone rings and then she doesn't do it, right? Even though she now has people answering her phone, she's still in that habit where something will happen and she doesn't get it done. We salespeople and we entrepreneurs have the squirrel syndrome. Do you know what that is?
Nope. Hey, I'm going to go do my dishes. And then because I'm doing my dishes, I'm going to go do the laundry. And then I'm going to sit here and watch a TikTok.
Exactly.
And then somebody called and now everything I planned to get done didn't get done.
Exactly. Because we squirrel, right?
Squirrel.
We all are chasing after squirrels. And it could be a valid thing. I pretty much only use Facebook for business. Mm-hmm. But if I go on Facebook to go and make sure that I don't have any DMs or whatever, what's going to happen? I'm going to see something and then I'm going to go down a rabbit hole. And what they're doing right now that I can't stop it is they have these TikTok-like videos now on Facebook.
The reels, yeah.
You just
get drawn in.
You do. And it's a waste of time. It really is. So these co-working spaces, what they do is they focus you. And they're really good for people with ADHD. And most entrepreneurs, I think, probably have ADHD because
just a touch.
That's what makes us good, being able to do things. But what you have to do is you schedule it. So let's say you schedule it Friday at 3 o'clock and you're going to schedule for, I don't know, an hour. And during that hour, you're going to write your presentation. Okay. Or maybe your presentation's written and you're going to create your slides. Okay. Or maybe your slides are written, but you don't have a lead magnet. You're going to create your lead magnet. So whatever it is that you need to do within that 30 minutes or hour, you say on there what you're going to do. You schedule it. Then on Friday at 3 o'clock, you go into the room. And if you've been matched with somebody, they're going to be in the room too, or they're going to come in a couple of minutes. And then you take 3 minutes. You're not allowed to sit there and chit chat because they need to get something done too. And so you say, I'm going to pretend like it's me. Hi, I'm Kathy. And today I'm going to edit 1 to 2 articles during our time. And they say, hi, my name's Joanna. And today I am going to create my presentation for whatever it is. And you say, okay, well, good luck. So you wish each other luck. And then you say, do you want me to leave my microphone on or do you want to leave my microphone off? Some people like to hear the tapping. Some people don't.
Like if they were in the office. Okay.
Right. And some people like to hear the noise in the background and some people don't. So you say, do you want me to mute myself or do you want me to leave it open? And for me, I'm okay either way, as long as they're not talking. I'm good with background noise. And you have to leave your camera on. Mm. And your camera's on because you look up and they're not looking at you, but they're there. And you know they're there. And that they are going to have to ask you what you did.
So it feels like it's kind of being like in a proctored room. Like if I was sitting there watching you take a test or something.
They're doing their own thing, but you know they're there.
So, and you want to, the human nature wants to please people. You don't want to look like a schmuck saying, no, I sat here and watched my TikTok while I wasted your time.
Exactly.
You're not going to have Kathy on the other side of the camera while she's editing her articles and you're sitting here scrolling through TikTok and then tell her, oh, while you were editing articles, I just watched my TikTok. And Kathy's going to be like, exactly. Are you dumb?
You know what I did on the very first one I did? I cleaned my office. My office was a wreck. I did not finish.
I don't know if I would ever do that on camera because I don't want people to see the desk next to me. But yeah.
No, I just have piles of paper everywhere and I had stuff on the floor, piles of paper on the floor. And I can't work that way, right?
Yep.
And so that's what I did the first time. And I didn't finish, but it got a lot of it done. I cleaned off my desk. And then the next one that I did the floor.
Nice.
And then I started doing editing of articles.
How often are you scheduling yourself now?
Maybe 3 times a week, because a lot of the stuff, I can't do it when you're on an appointment because you're talking.
Right.
You're not really accomplishing anything. Yeah, your salespeople could do it. And here's how you would do it. You would say, today, my goal is to make 15 cold calls. If you could call cold call. Okay. So you could say, today, my goal during our appointments to make 15 calls.
Or to call their leads or something. Yeah.
And I'm going to mute myself while I do it. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have to tick off those calls and make sure.
That probably would have helped me back in 2016. Joanna in 2016 was sitting here calling my leads that I paid $35 each for. Like the phone weighed 1,000 pounds. I was scared of people rejecting me. It was the craziest thing because I used to call people all day from the government, but it's a different mentality. People wanted me to call them from the government saying, right. Hey, I got a check for you. But people, at the time I was calling for life insurance and life insurance leads, nobody ever thinks they're going to die. And Medicare leads, when I started calling for Medicare leads, people were like, I've been waiting for you to call me. I need your help. Can you come over right now? Can my mom and my next door neighbor sit in the appointment too? You know, I was shocked when I started calling Medicare. Nobody told me it was so amazing.
Right. And now though, it's not so easy to call Medicare leads. They now they're like, stop calling me.
The lead vendors who are calling to generate inbound traffic for the mega call centers, because we know who's doing it. they have ruined the game because I'm getting calls from foreign countries, and you know it's foreign countries because you can hear the chickens clacking.
Okay, focus. Let's focus in on the focusing program.
I love it. I love it. Well, I like the accountability. When I became self-employed fully, I walked away from my government job in 2019. There was two things. Joanna had to be focused and had to structure her time that was income producing. And many people forget that busy and income producing are different things. And then I had problems where people thought that just because I was home meant that I could chit chat on Facebook all day or go run their errands or go watch movies at AMC at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And you could if you structured it out, but people think that being self-employed, your time is free. And that's further than the truth. Because right now, I'm building my income to pay next month's bills. And so on and so on. They have a check. I'm building on next month's bills and next year's bills. So I think most agents who are coming into the workforce and they've never been self-employed before, they need some focus. I think it's a great thing. I know in this late, my Facebook group, the Insurance Ladies, I had people volunteer to dial in groups before. So if you were watching my friend Jessica Ewing used to always live dial on her camera because she thought that if you could watch her, then maybe it would help lessen your anxiety. She always loved being watched on camera. She loves to do TikToks and stuff. Like she's one of those who's like, probably could be an entertainer.
Well, let me tell you, one of these programs that I'm going to talk about, you can create a group and only people in that group can match with you. Mm-hmm. And so that might be a reason why you'd want to go with that company. Now, all three of these companies are, I don't want to say startups, but it's not like you're talking to Google. They're smaller and they're looking to get more clients.
What kind of fees is associated?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So right now, all three of these companies have a free version.
Wow.
And so I'll tell you about the first one. First one that I tried is a company called FocusMate, focusmate.com. This one, have you heard of Pomodoro?
No.
So for the listener and for you, Joanna, Pomodoro is a system where you work really hard for 25 minutes and you then take a 5 to 15 minute break. And then you come back and you focus for 25 minutes. That's Pomodoro. And that is a proven way of getting a lot of work done, deep work, thinking work, work like creation. So that's Pomodoro. So FocusMate is a 25 minute session. So it's based on the Pomodoro theory. You can get 3 sessions per week for free with FocusMate. Or if you want to upgrade, you can pay either $10 a month or $84 a year. FocusMate is the program that has the groups where you can create a group. And I found out about FocusMate through a program that I'm with. And so I'm in their group, but I'm also in all of FocusMate. If I was only in the group, I've never seen anybody in my group on the platform. So that's what's dangerous about just saying you can only use our group, because you have to have enough people in there to where when somebody wants to do it. And what if I'm on the East Coast and you're on the West Coast?
I might incorporate this because like Fridays after my training, sometimes the agents might want to stick around and collaborate.
That's
so does,
right.
Does it allow them to do like...
Remember, you don't talk. You don't talk. But there is one where you can talk. Some of the other platforms that I've tested all three of these. FocusMate, I thought I was going to like the best because it's 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I thought an hour might be too long to try to focus because this is a long time, right? The next one is a company called CoFocus. Okay. And it is CoFocus.one, CoFocus.one. And this one seems to have the most people in it. It doesn't matter what the people do because you're not doing it with them, right?
Right.
It doesn't matter. The point is,
I don't have to understand rocket science for you to do rocket science.
Exactly. I have found that in CoFocus.one, it's mostly student. It's a lot of students.
Oh, okay.
And so they're studying for an exam. But if we thought of it like that, we'd probably get more stuff done, right?
Mm-hmm.
They offer 3 1-hour sessions for free per week. So think about it. If you joined FocusMate and CoFocus, you'd have 6 sessions a week. And then the last one I wanted to talk about is my favorite so far. And it is a company called Focus 101. What I like about them is they have group rooms. And so some of the other ones, I haven't been able to get a match a person when I wanted to. But they have these group rooms where you get, it's like up to 6 or 12 people. And I actually tried a group room by myself. So I was the first person that entered the room. Okay. And I thought, I'm going to make use of this even without anybody else in. I started the Pomodoro timer, the 25-minute timer. They also have white sound. So what I liked about it is I could turn on background sound, and they have, I don't know, 10 or 12 backgrounds. One of them is a coffee shop. So Focus 101 has this group room, and I went in there by myself. I turned on the Pomodoro timer.
Okay.
And I also listen to the white noise. They have one that's an office. And so you hear all these office noises, right? They have one that's a coffee shop. And so you hear the clanking around and kind of people talking in the background. And then there was one that was Star Trek. And so you hear the whooshing like you're in space. And my favorite right now is probably the office. I like the office noise because I kind of grew up in an office.
I grew up in, I was in an office for 9.5 years with the government. I just can't imagine that that wouldn't be distracting to me.
You wouldn't pick that one. You would pick something else. You would pick whatever the noise, or you'd pick nothing. Not everybody has to use the white noise, but I liked it. The first day that nobody joined me. And then the second time I used it, a woman joined me. I think her name was Anna East. And we did the thing. It was her first time. And it was like my second time. And so we did the thing. We said what I was going to do, what she was going to do. And I set the Pomodoro timer. So that was really cool. But then this guy joined us. He did not have his camera on and he was muted. And we both thought that was super weird. And I didn't write down his name. I was trying to forget him. And then the next time I went in, there was one person in the room. It was the same guy. I said, you're supposed to have your camera on. That's really a rule on all three of these sites. Mm-hmm. And he says, no, I don't. It's not a rule. And I wasn't going to argue with him. And then he said, well, I'm going to mute myself now. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird to have your camera off and be muted. And he said, well, I'm going to make a phone call. And I sat there for about 3 minutes and I'm like, I'm not doing this. So I emailed the company and by the way, the guy that was in the room with me said that he knew one of the two founders that created it. And so I thought like they were friends or something. So I went back and I went out of the room and I was just really creeped out. And I emailed support and I said, I just wanted to let you. And this time I wrote the guy's name down. I'm not going to say it on here, but I wrote his name down and I emailed and I said, hey, I just wanted to let you know that this happened. And then I went on the site and you are supposed to have your camera on. And here it is. And I said, I just wanted to let you know that your friend, blah, 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 is going in there with his camera off and muting himself. And I said, as a woman, this is really creepy. I've been promoting you on some Facebook groups that are pretty big. And I want to let you know that if these ladies come in and get creeped out about it, they're not coming back. And he emailed me and he said, they're not supposed to. And by the way, I don't know this guy. I know him just from the platform. I don't know him in real life. We're going to make a change to where you can't come in with your camera off. Like the system won't let you. So I just wanted to let you know some of these are, they're small companies. They're not like Google.
This reminds me of Yahoo chat groups back in 1994 and the online forums where we used to join. And you could be anonymous, like age, sex, location. We never knew. We couldn't see each other. And then we could video chat. I guess it was like 1999. We could do video chat, whatever. But anyways, why Kathy is bringing it up is you have your camera on. You don't know what they're doing with their camera off. You could be a pedophile. It could be somebody who is not doing anything you would want to watch.
Exactly.
It could be the Loch Ness Monster. I don't know. Not saying, I mean, I don't care what they look like, but like somebody could be sitting there doing something creepy, right, watching you. It feels uneasy with someone watching you and you not being able to see them.
The point is that the owner said he was going to take care of it. No, that's what I like them. And I also wanted, before I forget, I wanted to let you know that if you do want to talk, they have another group room that's called Coffee Break.
Oh, I like Coffee Break already because I'm the talker.
That's what I'm saying. But Joanna, you're not going to get a lot of work done. No. So if you are going to go on the Coffee Break, my recommendation is to set your timer for 10 minutes.
Sure.
When the coffee break's over, you got to go back and set your timer to an actual work session.
So the reason why I like that piece right there, Kathy, in my 4.5 years of being work from home, solo JoJo, it can be a very lonely road. Facebook communities for insurance agents the last 6-7 years, and that's really been my personal collaboration. But sometimes you don't want to talk to another insurance agent that does what you do, because a lot of us, Kathy and I, are technically competitors, right?
We are.
Even though we're probably never going to talk to the same 65-year-old or whatever, we're technically competitors. Now, we chose to be collaborators. She's taught me so much, and I've hoped to taught her something. Sometimes you want to talk to somebody who doesn't have a bias. Sometimes you want to talk to somebody who has fresh input from a different sector, a different part of the industry, or a different industry altogether. So you could say, hey, does this sound reasonable? And just have human interaction. Because you know what, Kathy, I don't know if I talked to you about this on podcasts. When people go to retire, they lose a big part of their social life. Because many of us, our social identity, we were at a job usually for 8-9 hours a day socializing. I know I used to go in the break room and have my coffee. Like you said, I used to make the coffee. We used to fuss about who didn't take their lunch from the refrigerator and who ate somebody's lunch from the refrigerator. We would sit there and have lunch together. And many of us had friendships in the office or frenemies. When I left the government, when I left my day job, it became a solo thing. I would look around here, and sometimes that's when you go squirrel or go take a nap, and it kind of can get depressing if you don't have anybody to talk to and go, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do right now. Or how back in those days it was, how do you do this without an upline and a mentor sitting next to you showing you? Because many of us don't have that luxury. Many of us have uplines and relationships virtually in different states, and very few people even have somebody who's local to them, but it can be very lonely. And many people just need some human interaction. Be like, how's your day going? I love that. I'm going to go do my coffee breaks there.
Focus 101 is my favorite. It is focus101.com and it is free. And even better, they do not limit you to 3 sessions a week.
Cool.
But the reason why I'm on all 3 platforms is because I want to have some sessions where I know I'm going to be matched with somebody, and I'm just not going to be in the group room by myself, because that's the whole point. Right. And until we can get enough people on the platform of Focus 101, it's going to be like that. All 3 of these have people from other countries and their sites as well. You'll see sessions at 2 o'clock in the morning, because that's probably somebody from Europe.
You said we could create our own group though?
I think the only one that lets you have your own, like Joanna's group, would be focusmate.com.
Focusmate?
And Focusmate. And they don't have a group room. And it would be all insurance agents, Joanna, if you created that. For me, I feel more like supporting Focus 101. And another thing you can do on all 3 of these platforms is like a partner. So if you like to partner, then you're more likely to be matched with them in the future.
So is it like speed dating where you can reject a partner too?
You can. So let's say the partner talked through the whole thing and you didn't get your work done. You might have liked them personally, but you're not in it to date somebody. You're in there. And I haven't had anybody do that. But everyone who's in there is in there to work. They've got something.
Is there any handsome men on there?
Well, I've been with some guys, but there's... Yeah. Students.
I'm 41. I'm not looking for a 19-year-old.
Exactly.
This would have been really cool back when I was in college and stuff too. A couple weeks ago, I was trying to do my presentation. I was writing a brand new presentation for my conference I went to in Arizona. I was presenting to a brand new audience, and I wanted to give fresh material, and I wanted to be relevant to them. And I was having like brain freeze where I didn't really know how I wanted to say what I wanted to say. And then what I said was like took 2 minutes and I had 35. I ended up writing it at the deadline. I guess I'm a procrastinator sitting there writing it at the very deadline. and having the pressure. But yeah, sometimes we need to be held accountable. Just like, you know, did you go to the gym today, Joanna? Nobody wants to say, no, I didn't do what I told you I was going to do 20 different times.
Here's what we're going to do, Joanna. We are going to pause this podcast for a second, and then you are going to go into Focus 101 and you are going to create your first session. So let me pause. Okay, so for the listener, Joanna went ahead and booked her first session for tomorrow. By the time you hear this, she will have already done it. So there's a couple of things that you need to be aware of whenever you're booking any of these three programs. I believe all three of them are not in the US. The founders are not here. So the time is different when you're not in the United States. So for example, if I want to write February 6, 2024. In the United States, we would do 02/6/2024. But in Europe, they do it backwards from what we do.
Day, month, year.
That's right. And so when you're on these programs, make sure that you click on the calendar. Don't try to type in 02/06/2024 if you are trying to schedule for February 6th, because that will put you in for June 2nd.
It also goes by military time on the one we just used, Focus 101. Military time, so like noon would be 12 o'clock, and then 1 o'clock in the afternoon would be 1300. And so 6 o'clock at night is 1800. I thought I scheduled myself at 4 o'clock Eastern time, and then it showed up as 6 o'clock Eastern time. So I just went in and edited it, and now I'm on the calendar. And I uploaded my pretty professional picture. So people are going to just be like, oh my God, she's so pretty. I want to work with her.
And exactly. But if you see Joanna on the schedule, please do not go in and distract her and don't let her talk either, because the whole point of the program is not to chit chat.
It's to get your work done. I see that Captain's going to be like, Joanna, did you actually work or did you run your mouth the entire time?
Just understand you're supposed to introduce yourself so you say who you are, and it's not like your life history. It's just your name. You don't have to tell them what you do for a living. Hey, I'm Joanna, and I'm working on this project. And what are you working on? So you ask them, and then when they're done, you say, good luck. They say, good luck. Usually you mute yourself. So, and then at the end, you're going to hear this dinger goes off. And when the first time I heard it, I was so focused, Joanna, I literally jumped out of my seat. So there is a bell that goes off on all three of these platforms that tells you when your time is up. I can't wait to hear how your session goes.
I booked myself, so I have to edit a training that I'm going to present live in Houston next week. And by the time you guys listen to this, it'll already be done. But I'm doing a bunch of trainings around the country. It's my season. I usually do live trainings from February to July. I'm in the insurance industry. IMOs invite me to the stage. Non-branded conferences invite me. And then industry conferences like NABIB invite me to theirs. I'm doing NABIB Nevada in Las Vegas. I'm doing my own. I'm putting myself on the headline. I'm doing my own in Houston and Miami because I have groups of my own people there that I'm flying in to train.
Excuse me. I thought you were going to be doing this on a cruise. What the heck? Why are you doing it in Houston?
Hold on.
How come you're not doing it on the water?
Baby steps. So many people know, if you ever watch anybody build their own conference, they start getting their speaking skills and presentation skills. The cruise is going to be in 2025, I promise you. I am going on a cruise next week, though. But it's just me and one of my agent friends. She actually does work with me. And we are going on a 7-day cruise we're going to be doing the mastermind for the 2025. But yeah, so
wonderful.
You never want to not work while you're leading up to the main event. You want to have many sessions to fine tune your presentation. I've been on probably 20 stages now, and it's still working out some kinks. And especially when you're doing new presentations, I try not to present the same thing to the same type of crowd, especially if you saw me last year at Las Vegas. I'm speaking in Savannah, for example. So last year, 7-figure Medicare agent summit had me in Utah, and they're moving it to Savannah, Georgia this year. Last year, I did a how to do a Social Security workshop for agents, and many people found it of value. Yeah, I changed my presentation for that because the final ruling changed their stance on educational seminars. And so I wanted to give agents a different way to do something that was not just a Medicare 101. And so this coming June, same type of audience, many of the same people will be there. I want to give them a new presentation. They don't want to hear the same old. And many of them have come to my virtual training. So I want to give them something new and fresh. And that's what they paid for. So I have to write new trainings all the time.
You will be doing that tomorrow at Focus 101.
Yep.
And then I will be asking you how it went.
I know you will.
Okay. Well, listener, I hope that you get some value out of this. If you don't like Focus 101, there's also CoFocus and FocusMate. I would love to see you on Focus 101. I think that this one has the best platform. And if we can fill up the spots, it'll be amazing. Just remember, don't be shy to put yourself down. Instead of trying to match yourself to somebody, make your own spot, because a lot of people are doing what Joanna did, and that is they didn't want to pick something by themselves. Mm-hmm. And so if you put yourself in, chances are you're going to get matched. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time on the Insurance Business Babe podcast. Bye.
Bye.